Hachette Audio presents Total Control, written by David Baldacci, read by Jonathan Mayrose.
Chapter 1. The apartment was small, unattractive, and possessed of an unsettling, musty odor that suggested long neglect. However, the few furnishings and personal belongings were clean and well-organized. Several of the chairs and the small side table were clearly antiques of high quality. The largest occupant of the tiny living room was a meticulously crafted maple bookcase that might as well have rested on the moon, so out of place did it seem in the modest, unremarkable space. Most of the volumes neatly lining the shelves were financial in nature and dealt with such subjects as international monetary policy and complex investment theories. The only light in the room came from a floor lamp next to a rumpled couch. Its small arc of illumination outlined the tall, narrow-shouldered man sitting there, his eyes closed as though he were asleep. The slender watch on his wrist showed it to be 4 o'clock in the morning. Conservative gray-cuffed suit pants hovered over gleaming black-tasseled shoes. Hunter green suspenders ran down the front of a rigid white dress shirt. The collar of the shirt was open, the ends of a bow tie dangled around the neck. The large, bald head was like an afterthought, because what captured one's attention was the thick, steel-gray beard that fronted the wide, deeply lined face. However, when the man abruptly opened his eyes, all other physical characteristics became secondary. The eyes were chestnut brown in color and piercing. They seemed to swell to a size.